So today we'll hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, chapter 2, text number 8, on the subject matter Ajamil delivered by Vishnu Duta. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Etenaiva hi aghano asya. Kritam sad aghaniskritam. Yada Narayana ayeti. Jagada chatu aksharam. Etaneva hi aghanasya. Kritam sadaghaniskritam. Yada Narayana ayeti. Jagada chatu aksharam. Etaneva hi aghanasya. Kritam sadaghaniskritam. Yada Narayana ayeti. Jagada chatu aksharam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The Vishnu Dutas continued, even previously, while eating and at other times, this Ajamil would call his son, saying, "My dear Narayan, please come here." Although calling the name of his son, he nevertheless uttered the four syllables, Na, Ra, Ya, Na. Simply by chanting the name of Narayana in this way, he sufficiently atoned for the sinful reactions of millions of lives. Purport. Previously, when engaged in sinful activities to maintain his family, Ajamil chanted the name of Narayan without offenses. To chant the holy name of the Lord just to counteract one's sinful activities or to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name is offensive. Nama balad yasahi papa buddhi. But although Ajamil engaged in sinful activities, he never chanted the holy name of Narayan to counteract them. He simply chanted the name Narayan to call his son. Therefore, his chanting was effective. Because of chanting the holy name of Narayan in this way, he had already vanquished the accumulated sinful reactions of many, many lives. In the beginning he was pure, but although he later committed many sinful acts, he was offenseless because he did not chant the holy name of Narayan to counteract them. One who always chants the holy name of the Lord without offenses is always pure. As confirmed in this verse, Ajamil was already sinless, and because he chanted the name of Narayan, he remained sinless it did not matter that he was calling his son, the name itself was effective. That's the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So, this verse glorifying the holy name specially describes the effect of Nama Bhasa. As you know, there are three kinds of namas, holy name chanting with Nama Aparat, Nama Bhasa, and Shuddha Nam. And if we chant with Nama Aparat, we get Vaibhava, the opulence, material opulence. And we chant the Nama Bhasa, you get free from material bondage and liberation. And if you chant Shuddha Nam, then you get Krishna Prem. So the point is, the holy name, for everything gives some results. Some inferior results, some medium results, some higher superior results. But holy name is very, very merciful. Especially, holy name acts upon more degraded people. More degraded people, holy name favors them more. More ignorant people, holy name favors them more. Like Vishwanatha Chakravarti was saying, we are chanting sincerely, but we don't get result like Ajamil. Ajamil is casually chanted, indicating or addressing to his son the name of Narayan. So he got the result of Nama Bhasa and he was liberated. So it is very easy because he is very degraded. He has no vivek, he is not conscious of good and bad. Just like his sinful activities, animals, they will commit sinful activities, they will not incur any sin. With their consciousness is so down. And among human beings, if low caste people, wild forest people, they commit sinful activities, they get a less reaction for their sinful activities. But civilized people, they commit sinful activities, they get severe reaction for their sinful activities. So, holy name is another form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As you know, Krishna, he descends, he is saying, Paritranaya sadhunang vinasya cha duskrutang dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge. I descend in every yuga, but except this Kali Yuga. Krishna does not incarnate in this Kali Yuga. He incarnates in the form of holy name. You may say, Hikyama Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Charnavata, he is covered incarnation. He did not come as God, he came as devotee. Kalki and Buddha, they are Shaktyavesha avatar, they are not Vishnu Tattva. So according to scripture in this Kali, the Lord does not incarnate, but he incarnates in the form of holy name. Kali Kale Nam Rupe Krishna avatar. This age of Kali, the Lord incarnates in the form of holy name. Why? Because the people of this Kali Yuga are very, very degraded. Sometimes I think, why Lord, every yuga he himself comes, why this yuga he himself did not come, he sent his holy name. So I think maybe we Kali Yuga people are so degraded, so notorious, even if God will come, He will find difficult with us. We will give difficult time. So Lord is thinking seriously, how to deliver these people? Is there something more powerful than me? I cannot deliver these fellows. Is there something more merciful than me? Then He finds, yes, my holy name is more merciful. My holy name is more powerful. My holy name is suitable to deliver this person because more degraded. More degraded, the holy name works more better to them. Yes. It's meant, holy name is meant for that. That's why Bhagavatam saying adhyacha madhyacha antyacha hari sarvatra giyate. To get perfection in each and every activities, the holy name helps. In different way, in different degree, but holy name plays a great role. At the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, we see Sukadeva Goswami saying Hare Namanu Kirtanam at the beginning. And the end, last verse of Bhagavatam also glorifies the holy name. And middle of Bhagavatam, we see the description of the Bamanadev Bali Maharaj was doing yajna. Then Bamanadev appeared, then whole thing happened in middle of the yajna. All these things happened, so yajna was stopped. So when Bamanadev arrested Bali, pushed him down to Sutal, but yajna, fire sacrifice was taking place. Shukracharya was doing fire sacrifice, so that was stopped there. So Bamanadeva said, now we have to complete this fire sacrifice. The Shukracharya, the guru of demons, he said, just chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But sacrifice is completed. His demons, the guru of the demons, he saying sacrifice is completed. Everything, how the holy name acts to deliver the people is a great miracle. We have seen in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes 500 years ago how holy name had worked in a miraculous way. And we see now also in this Kali Yuga how holy name is working upon the people in a very miraculous way, delivers everybody in different ways. Even demons also get attracted to the holy name, also get delivered by holy name. Once Ravan came to Bibhishan's house. Bibhishan is his brother in Lanka, Sri Lanka. Then Bibhishan was Ramchandra Bhakta, devotee of Ramchandra. So Bibhishan in his house, in one place, he has written Rama. And then Ravan came inside. Ravan saw Ram name. He became very angry. What? You are my brother, you are writing my enemy's name, Ram, in your house. How can dare to do like this? Then Bibhishan was very clever. He said, no, my dear brother, don't be worried. I am not writing Ram's name here, so what do you have written here? Then he said, Ravan's wife's name is Mandodari, Ravan's wife. So Bibhishan, Ra means Ravan, Ma means Mandodari. So I have written Rama, Ravan and Mandodari. Then Ravan, oh really? That is great. So then why only in your house? This should be written all over my city, everywhere. So next day, so the Ravan man arranged to write all over Lanka, Rama, 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 Rama. So he is thinking Ravan and Mandodari, but holy name ticks. And everywhere, all Lankavas is writing Rama, 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 wherever they see. So holy name is very, very merciful. How holy name acts upon the living entities is very difficult. No, nobody can act in that, even Supreme Personality of Godhead can act in that way. To worship Supreme Personality of Godhead, you have to go to temple, you have to become very suci, clean, qualified, so many things. To get Supreme Personality of Godhead, you have to go. But if you through the name of holy name, wherever, anywhere, any place, anybody, even toilet, you can associate with the God also. Can you associate with Radha Madhava inside the toilet? It is also, no. You have to go, you have to lay it clean, very nice. Then you enter, without taking bath you cannot come. But through holy name, anywhere you can, so merciful. This is magnanimity of holy name, you know, very merciful. As you all of you must have heard, in Puri, when Mahaprabhu was there, one Vaishnava is going for Natcharkal and Gopal, Makardhwaj or some boy, Mahaprabhu out of affection used to call him Gopal. Her previous name was different. So Mahaprabhu gave him Gopal. So the Gopal used to go with the lota, water pot, that Vaishnav goes for Natcharkal. Then he saw at the Natcharkal time, he's biting his tongue like this. Then Gopal saw. So after finishing his business, when that Prabhu came, Gopal asked, "Oh Prabhu, during Natcharkal you are biting your tongue like this, why?" Then he said, "What can I do? Because he has been chanting and chanting and chanting, and I have been chanting and I can't stop my chanting. So, but during Natcharkal, how can I chant round? No, holy name is not good. So, but I can't stop my chanting. So that's why I bite my tongue like this. So I used to stop my chanting. This is the difference between the pure devotees and us. We struggle to chant and they struggle to stop chanting." So he said, "So that's why I bite my tongue like this." Then Gopal said, "But Prabhu, what if that time you'd leave your body die? Then you'd be deprived of chanting holy name." When Mahaprabhu heard this, he said, "Yes, the Gopal is guru. He knows the truth." The point is, first is, how merciful is holy name at any place, for any person, at any time this holy name works upon us. Of course, it works in different way. As we know, there is one Gopal Acharya or something, who was speaking about holy name, glories of holy name. And then to all the Vaishnavs, so he was telling how holy name is so great, how holy name can give even liberation. Then Haridas Thakur arrived there. Haridas Thakur said, "What? Liberation is nothing. By Namavas, one will get liberation." Then Gopal Acharya, he became very upset. Where this sentimental person has come from? Liberation is so difficult. By Namavas only liberation will get, one will get liberation. If this will happen, then I'll cut my nose, something like that, he said. Then Haridas Thakur said, "No, by holy name Namavas, one will get liberation, one will get Vaikuntha also by Namavas. By Shuddha Nam you can get Krishna Prem." But that Brahman says like this, and after a few days, he got leprosy or something, his nose fell down after that. So it's very difficult to estimate the glories of the holy name. The holy name is there every yuga. It is not like only in Kali Yuga holy name is there. Satya Yuga holy name was there, Tritya Yuga, and for every yuga there is a specific Mahamantra also. Like Kali Yuga we have Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Satya Yuga there is a Mahamantra, Tritya Yuga there is a Mahamantra, Dwapara Yuga there is a Mahamantra. Mantra has been chanted. Holy name is there. Ratnakar chanting Rama, 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 Rama. He was free from sinful reactions. By chanting holy name, Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Dhruva Maharaj, he could see Lord face to face. So by chanting any holy name, one will become free from sinful reaction. By chanting any holy name, one will get liberation. By chanting holy name, one can go to Vaikuntha. By chanting holy name, one can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. But the speciality of the holy name Mahaprabhu gave is very special, which no other holy name, chanting holy name, gives that to the people. So that is Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem is not achieved by chanting any other holy name. By chanting any other holy name, one may become free from sinful reaction, one may get liberation, one may go to Vaikuntha. But to develop love for Krishna, Krishna Prem comes only from chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And here in purport, Prabhupada is pointing out why this Narayan, holy name Narayan, affected this Ajamil so much. Because he was not chanting this with the intention to become free from sinful reactions. Just chanting it very offenselessly. So this is very interesting. Chanting holy name, all your sinful reaction will be eradicated immediately by chanting once. Vishwanatha Chakravarti saying that it is not like that many times he chanted holy name Narayan, at the time of death he chanted holy name Narayan, that's why he got liberation free. No, the first time he chanted Narayan, that itself was sufficient to make him free from reaction of all previous sinful activities and reaction of all future sinful activities. Because he did it offenselessly, unknowingly. So that was very effective. But interesting is, but if you do intentionally, then you become Namaparad. Unknowingly you chant, it gets better result. Knowingly you chant, it gives less results. That's why Jagai Madhai, they are liberated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because they had no offense. They committed a lot of sin, but they did not commit any offense. That's why Vrindavan Das Thakur, when describing the past times of Jagai Madhai, he is saying how Jagai Madhai could be that much fortunate to get love of Godhead. What sukruti they had accumulated. They got Brahmar Dullaha Vastu, something rare to be obtained by Brahma and Shiva. Jagai Madhai achieved that. What was their qualification? Any of you know what are the qualification? Vrindavan Das Thakur saying, because they're drunkard, that's why they got Krishna Prem. It's very good, you become drunkard, you get Krishna Prem. Then he is explaining, because they're always in drunk. So they had no time for paraninda, paracharcha, for gossiping, discussing good or bad about others, for aparadh. So that's why they were drunk, they're committing many sinful activities. But they were not committing any Vaishnava aparadh. So that's why the drunk, it helped them in drinking. And the holy name, you will see, holy name works. Prabhupada also told the same thing. Prabhupada said, I tried to preach in India, but I could not make any devotee there. But when I went to preach in Western countries, people are becoming a devotee very quickly. Why? And the Prabhupada said, in India, there are many Vaishnava sadhus are there, and Indians are always committing Vaishnava aparadh. So very difficult to make them devotee. But America, no Vaishnavas are there. Europe, no Vaishnavas are there. In this way, European Americans are fortunate not to commit Vaishnava aparadh. So it's easy for me to make them devotee. So it works like that. Yeah? Very interesting. So when Srila Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu asked Rupa Goswami in Puri, when Rupa Goswami, all other Swarupa Damodar, Raya Ramananda, everybody there in Haridas Thakur's kutir, and every day after Mahaprabhu took darshan of Jagannath, he used to go to Haridas Thakur kutir. Then Rupa Goswami had just arrived, he has written this Lalit Madhav, Vidagdha Madhav. So Mahaprabhu said, please chant one verse, Nandi Mukhi, the preface or beginning verse of the literature you have written. Then Rupa Goswami read one verse glorifying the holy name. But holy name, you have so much sweetness within you. Tunde tandavini bitanute tundavali labdhaye karna kurde kadamini ghatayate karna arbuddhavaspriya cheta prangana sangini vijayate sarvindranankriti na jane janita kyadbhi amritai krishna iti varnadayam. So Rupa Goswami explaining that Krishna, these two syllables, what nectar is there? Tunde tandavini bitanute tundavali labdhaye. When it appears within in my mouth, I feel so much ecstasy. So that devotee feels, why I have one mouth, I should have millions of mouths. So I would enjoy the taste, the sweetness of this holy name. Tunde tandavini vitunate tundavali labdhaye karna kode kanabini ghatayate karne arbuddhavas priya. When the sweet sound vibration of holy name enters into our ear holes, I get so much ecstasy, I feel, why only 2 years? I should have millions of years. Chet prangane sangane vijayate savvendanam kriti. The holy name appears within my heart, stops the activities of all the senses. Na jane janita ki adbhuta. What wonderful sweetness these two syllables, Krishna, is carrying, holding. When Haridas Thakur heard these things, Haridas Thakur, wow, I have heard so much glorification of holy name, Nam Mahima, but I have never heard Nam Mahima like this. The holy name has so much sweetness. But the question arises, that holy name which has so much sweetness, that one gets so much ecstasy, that he doesn't feel to stop chanting, he eagerly wants to have millions of mouths, billions of ears. That holy name has so much sweetness. But why as soon as we speak a bit back, we fall sleepy? Why we don't get the taste of holy name? Why don't we get the taste of hearing Krishna Katha? When we start Bhagavatam Katha, the speaker chants the verse, Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshiru Unmilitam, opening. And audience saklu all nimilitam, all closing down. Right? Why that happens? Why we enjoy so much as soon as Bhagavata Katha finish? Jai Srila Prabhupada ki! Wow, now feel it. Now we can't do anything. That's why I say, during chanting you don't enjoy. As soon as 60 rounds finish, that you are relaxed. You feel, I have done my 60 rounds today. So why that happens? That happens because holy name does not release the sweetness to us. If we are indifferent to holy name also remains indifferent to us. If you are casual to holy name, just like there is a master and the servant. If his servant is not sincere to his master, master becomes indifferent to his servants. The same way, if we are indifferent to holy name, then holy name also becomes very indifferent to us. So that's why, just like we chant, when we chant, the holy name is non-different from the Lord. If I'm chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama Rama, means Krishna is standing in front of me. So am I that careful, that conscious? If Narayan would stand in front of me, how I would feel? If Narayan standing in front of me, will I fall sleepy? Or Narayan is standing in front of me, I'll talk to somebody else. But when we chant, Hare Krishna, hey, bring it to me, quickly come. Hare Krishna, hey, I should go, please download my email. Hare Krishna, we do like this. With Narayan in front of me, I would not do like this. So we are chanting, but our consciousness has not raised to that level to be so much nama conscious. If we are not nama conscious, the holy name also remains indifferent to us. There's a Mahaprabhu saying that I brought this holy name, is most precious, which I have never given before. Sira adadatta nijagupta bitam swapremanama amritamattu taram apamaraja bitataram gauru krishna janabhyatam aham prapatya. Sira adadatta, something I came to give that I have never given before in any other form. Bhagavat Swarup, Lord has not distributed this. The gupta with his hidden treasure, swapremanama amritamattu taram, being very magnanimous, swapremanama he is giving. Samarpaitum urnata ujjalarasa swabhakti sriyam. Samarpaitum. Arpana means to give, samarpana means completely give. Without any reservation, without holding back anything. my last most precious things, which I am not supposed to give to anybody, I am giving that most precious Brahma Durlabha Vastu. Not somebody wants, somebody endeavor, even if somebody doesn't want, somebody endeavor, still I want to give. But people are not interested for this. They think, oh, some big tapasya will take place, some big yajna will take place, big fat babajis will come, big, big beard, so much ghee, they, oh, something religious things is happening. Hey, Hare Krishna, what Hare Krishna will do? People think like this. And Mahaprabhu is saying, giving his example, like somebody who will take a basket full of real diamond and sit in Brahman Pokhur, and he'll call, oh, diamond kilo 10 rupees, diamond kilo 10 rupees. Who will go diamond kilo 10 rupees? By this he proves that it's not diamond, it's broken glasses. So Mahaprabhu is saying, same situation with me. I brought all these precious things, but people, they don't understand the value of this. The Kali Yuga. So, Sukadeva Goswami is saying, Aptanta Dushtasya Kalaram Ek Mahana Guna Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parang Prajat. Why Parikshit Maharaj did not kill Kali Yuga? Kali Yuga appeared in front of him. If he would kill Kali Yuga, it would be so nice. All of us would be still in Dwapara Yuga. He would kill Kali Yuga that time. But he did not kill Kali Yuga because he is carrying the best quality, this holy name. Kalar dosa nidhi raja, this ocean of bad qualities. But holy name which looks very simple, it's most powerful, this holy name. It will help in every respect, from A to Z. Every respect it will help. To karmi, to jnani, to yogis, to devotees, in every respect. In this regard, one devotee, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sarvabhauma Prabhu, was telling one nice pastime, that when Mahabharata battle finished, Yudhishthira Maharaj was ruling that time. That time almost Dwapar Yuga finished. No? Kali Yuga just about enter. Just Kali Yuga entered the day Krishna left the planet. But prior to that, Kali Yuga trying in different way how to enter into the earthly planet. So one day Yudhishthira Maharaj was there and Bhimsen was guarding at the gate. So one man, he running came to Bhimsen. Oh, Bhimsen, I have to go inside to meet Yudhishthira Maharaj. But why you want to go inside? I have one question to ask him. Bhimsen, why you want to bother Yudhishthira Maharaj? You tell me what question, I can answer to you. Then he said, no, I have very important question. No, you tell me what is the question. And this man said, I was coming on the way, then I saw there is a paddy field, and there is a fence around the paddy field to protect the paddies. But I saw very strange, that fence which is supposed to protect the paddy and crops, the fence itself eating all the paddies, crops. So what does this mean? Then Bhimsen has to give the answer. He's scratching his head. Oh, this is too difficult question. I can't answer. The fence eating all the crops. What does that mean? I don't know anything. Please go inside. My brother will answer you. So he went inside. The first question is, the paddy, the fence eating all the crops. And Bhimsen waiting there. And after a few minutes, another person came running. Oh, Bhimsen ji, I have one very important question to ask to Yudhishthira Maharaj. So what is the question? The question, he said, I was coming on the way, I saw one person had a bucket full of water. So he put this bucket full of water into five jugs were full. But when he put back the five jugs water into the bucket was half, not full. How is it possible? Physics doesn't allow this. Tell me how this is possible. Then Bhimsen could not answer that. The second question, okay, go inside. Then third man came running, right? Oh, Bhimsen, oh, you are another one, what is your question? So I was coming, and I saw a very strange thing. When I was coming on the way, I saw one man through hole, one elephant entering into hole, his tail got stuck. How is it possible? If there's a hole, the elephant can enter, how tail cannot enter inside? No? So what strange is this? So he went all sins. You remember all the questions? What is the first question? Fan shield crops. Second question? Bucket water fill, five jugs can't fill one bucket. Third question? The elephant will pass through, tail gets stuck. Then fourth man came. Fourth are coming, oh, very strange. What is strange? He said, strange is huge stone on very thin person with a thin rope. He tied the stone and pulled the stone. And stone fell down and smashed into pieces. How is it possible? It's a huge stone like a mountain. So physics does not allow this. How can this happen? And Bhimsena shall send him inside. So four people went inside. So Bhimsena was very curious. So what answer Yudhishthira will give? I must hear this. So he's waiting at the gate. Waiting, and nobody coming back. Coming outside. So Bhimsena was very worried. What happened? All these four people go and nobody coming out. Then Bhimsena went inside. When he went inside, he saw Yudhishthira Maharaj sitting alone. Nobody is there. Bhimsena, my dear brother, I sent four people to you to ask questions. Where are those people? Then Yudhishthira Maharaj said, four people? Nobody came to me? Yes. Four persons entered through the gate to meet you, that four questions. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj asked, what are the four questions they asked you? Then Bhimsena said one after another. First question is, crops eaten by ferns. Second question is bucket and five jugs. Third question is, elephant entered, tail got stuck. Fourth question is, mountain stone, big stone, smashed by small rope. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj heard these questions, immediately shouted, hey, where is that person? Where is that? Catch him! Shouting, screaming like this. Where did they go? Bhimsena said, why are you shouting, screaming like this? Then Yudhishthira Maharaj said, this is Kali. Kali had come in different form. You did not understand? So Bhimsena, I could not understand what Kali had come. Yes. The Kali has this tendency. So what is the answer to these four questions? So Yudhishthira Maharaj explained one after another. The first question that person asked, that fence which is supposed to protect will eat everything. So that is the tendency of Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, the rakshak will be bhakshak. The protector will kill you. And that is what we can see nowadays. In Kali Yuga, whom we can depend upon? The mother, the lap of mother, which is most protected place, inside whom mother killing the baby. This tendency of Kali Yuga. Who will protect, police will protect you. All the thieves are entering your house with permission of police. So what police will protect you? We have one devotee, he was a Naxal. He had 30 murder cases before he joined ISKCON. By mercy, just see the mercy of Prabhupada. That person joined ISKCON. He was a Naxal. He was telling, all the murderers, criminals, police are their friend. They know all the police. So he was coming from Kharagpur to Howrah. The train had pickpocket. Now somebody stole his money purse. So he came to the police station, police officer, his friend, and asked police officer, my dear friend, my money stolen. Then he said, oh, no, you wait. Then he called one man, he's sitting in the police office. So he is the leader of all the pickpocketing people in the train. So he called that person, said, this train from Kharagpur to Howrah, my friend got stolen. Can you find it? Within half an hour, he brought the money purse back. As it is 400 rupees inside. So where will you go in Kali Yuga to get protection? So rakshak will be bhakshak. In Orissa, there was a bus highway robbery. So the thieves came and declared all your, then they took everything, all the luggage, jewelry, everything they took away. Then all the passengers, they're very sad, crying, lamenting, all our things are stolen. Then after they take away everything, and 10 minutes after, one thief came inside and he announced, all of you go peacefully without making any sound and take back all your respective things. People are very surprised. What is this? The thieves, they are supposed to take away everything, why are they giving us back? So one man was a little courageous. He went to one thief and asked, if you took away everything, why are you giving back everything to us? Then that thief said, you see, after taking everything from you, we calculated what things we take away from you, it's only 50,000, it will be 50,000 rupees. But we have contract with police, for one bus robbery you have to give them 1 lakh rupees. So if we do robbery, then tomorrow newspaper will publish, then police will ask for 1 lakh rupees, but it's not worth for us. But you take back all these things. And tomorrow, next day, early morning, all came in newspaper, what happened. So these are the tip of the icebergs. This happens everywhere. This is Kali Yuga. This is quality of Kali Yuga. Rakha Kali Yuga Bhakha. The protector will finish you. And next was? What is the next one? One bucket water will fill 5 jugs. But 5 jugs cannot fill one. So Yudhishthira Maharaj explained, Kali Yuga will be like this. Then one father can maintain 5 sons. When that father will become old, 5 sons cannot maintain one father. This son will say, oh no, you go there. He will say, oh no, you go there. Or finally, they will send them to old age house, geriatric house. It's very common. Father, mother, they become old. Oh, we love it. They have Father's Day, Mother's Day, right, in West. And they love so much father, mother. And that day, they will go with one rose flower. My dear mother, take one rose flower. I love you so much. This is Kali Yuga. They don't think the father, mother did so much service for us. Why old age? We don't take care of them. We send them to old age house. Why don't we serve them? I have seen some devotees, they give up their job. They earn $2,000-$3,000. They give them just to serve their mother. But Kali Yuga tendency is like this. This will become very common. 5 sons cannot maintain one father. And this son will say, no, no, you maintain my father. So, no, no, you maintain the father, mother will push here to there. Or if they have money, they will send them to old age house. This will call it tendency. And what is the third one? The elephant will pass through and tail will get stuck. So that is what happens. The Yudhishthira Maharaj explained in Kali Yuga, all the big, big thieves, all the ministers, big officers, they will steal big, big things, but they will never go to jail. And jail will fill with the small, small thieves. The big things will pass through and some small thieves will get stuck. They cannot go through. So that is what is happening nowadays. All the big thieves, thieves and ministers, they are big, big scandals, millions of dollars, rupees. They are happily maintaining, managing their life. And jailkhanas are all filled with all these small, small thieves like this, the Kali Yuga tendency. Then fourth one was, Yudhishthira Maharaj said, this stone. But one great quality, that big stone, the small thread can pull down, smash everything. Yudhishthira Maharaj said, that is the holy name of the Lord. The holy name of the Lord, which looks very thin, but it can smash everything. Big stone, as much as sinful activities, will smash everything. So in this way, the Kali Yuga carrying this great quality, the Kali Yuga people are most fallen. Srila Jayapataka Maharaj is telling that your disease more powerful, medicine has to be more powerful. If you have small power of disease, then 150 power antibiotic will work. More power disease means heavy power antibiotics you need. So that's why in Kali Yuga, the God sent the high power antibiotic. The high power antibiotic is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The unfortunate thing sometimes I think, if we somehow we are fortunate to take birth in this Kali Yuga, not in every Kali Yuga, were so lazy, so crazy, so fallen. And if this Kali Yuga we can't make it, then we are really hopeless case. We have no hope. If Lord is so merciful, if still we can't make it, then we are hopeless case. So we have to be very, very careful. Srila Prabhupada so mercifully has brought this holy name to us, and we have to take shelter of this holy name. One announcement. Today we are inaugurating Gita Mela. Have you seen Gita Mela last year? How many of you have seen? You see, every year, from today up to 2nd January, thousands of people comes to Mayapur. And what the experience in Mayapur? Very good, nice darshan of Radha Madhava and Kirtan. And they have to stand in long line to take some prasadam. These two experiences they have. They don't understand what else is going on. Who are we? What we are teaching? What we are doing? Nothing. From last year we started this Gita Mela to take advantage of the presence of these thousands of people to Siddha Mayapur. So this Gita Mela, we are arranging a nice place in front of a restaurant. Everybody will come to Mayapur, they will be guided through that way, Gita Mela. We have nice exhibitions from Bhagavad Gita, then we have slide presentations, we have book distributions, online Gita contest, so many things are there. And whole day, from 11 o'clock morning to 9 o'clock night, we have stage programs. So we'll do like this so that everybody experience and what really ISKCON is, Prabhupada's teachings. So today 4 p.m. we'll inaugurate. I request all of you, please participate. During next 15 days we'll do this program. Especially they want to see whom? Whom? Oh, white elephants. Yes. They want to see, actually, you will not believe, one day, like 20 years before, we had so many few Western devotees here. Because people then know ISKCON means Sahib Mat. Sahib means white people, no? So whenever they come inside our temple, instead of a curious person seeing Radha Madhav, they're more curious to see white people. Yeah. So I was walking after taking prasadam, some outsiders, they were like, where are the sahibs? We don't see any white people. One day it was like this. Now we have thousands of Western devotees, and we should take advantage. So I request all of you, every day you spend some time in Gita Mela. Either on the stage, you speak to the people, you have different cultural programs. And I have seen, if Western people come up with a book to a Bengali, even if they don't want, still they buy. Yeah, I have seen, still they buy. No, some Western person has come. We just came from tribal preaching, we went to Assam and Tripura, we went to some areas with 10 Western devotees. They have never seen in their life some Western devotees. For them, they are like coming from other planets. No? So you Western people have that much power to contribute for preaching, for Prabhupada's preaching movement. It's very good. You are working hard, preaching and coming to Mayapur, relaxing, enjoying this spiritual. That is very good. But you can help much more than that to Prabhupada's movement. Just by showing your face, you will be happy. So I request all of you, please participate. Voluntarily, who do not know, who has service, who has no service, anytime you can find free, please come and participate, distributing books, answering to the people. We have for children's, we have face paintings. You can come, book painting. Last year it was very nice. Even if elderly people are coming over, please paint my face also. So nice. And to this, so that was very successful. And this year we added a new thing, International Food Festival. So people will come, Mexican prasad, Italian prasad, South Indian prasad, Punjabi prasad. So I conceived this idea last year so that I can have the varieties prasadam, but unfortunately I am leaving after 2 days to Bangladesh. So anyway, it's another addition. So we expect we are going to propagate through TV banners putting thousands of people will come to get this prasadam. So but what will do before the enter into prasad hall, we first make them enter into Gita Mela hall. So there they will get all these books and everything charged, then they will get to do prasad pavilion. So please all of you participate, and this auspicious inauguration will be in the presence of His Grace Jananivas Prabhu, Pankajangri Prabhu, Bhakti Purushottam, and many more other senior devotees. All devotees cordial invited. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Jai Gita Marathon ki, Bhagavad Gita Mela ki, Gaura Premanande. Yeah.